I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Robot Carnival, which was a random choice, to say the least. But unfortunately, there is no pre-show for this week's episode. If you want to hear more about the reasons as to why, if you join us live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast for when we do go live, you would have heard it to the reasons why. Or if you listen to the pre-shows as well, you know, you would have heard a reasoning as to why there is no pre or post shows this week. If you want to hear any of that information, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content and more. Plus, if you want to help us grow through other means, you can go to our affiliate link in the show notes for Tokyo Treats and get yourself some nice, delicious, tasty treats. $5 off that first box when you use our affiliate link with coupon code FEATUREDANIME. And trust me, the treats in there, always delicious. It's always wonderful whenever I get it in. And every single box has a theme with it, just like this month's theme, the Sakura Snack. Fantastic. And trust me, the treats that are in there are always delicious. They are so, so good. I got to tell you that Sakura's shortbread cookie was absolutely delicious. If you want to help us grow, and that means, you know, again, coupon code featured anime with our affiliate link. And if you want to help support us through another means, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and buy yourself some swanky swag from us there. It does help support us, help us grow in that manner as well. And everything else, you can go to featuredanimepodcast.com to gain all that wonderful information about how you can contact us, submit episode requests, and everything else. And now on to the meat and brotatoes. Robot Carnival is a movie, and it came out in July 1987. The studio for it is APPP. It is an original, and it's a fantasy sci-fi mecha, ran for just over an hour and a half. And it is actually a compilation of nine different stories, basically, is what it ends up being. And it's nine different Japanese leading animators. They were all asked to create basically a short segment that followed the theme of robots, which is why it's called a Robot Carnival. And for this film, and basically this movie is just nine short films for it. The one main common element throughout all the movies or the short stories is that there is a human interacting with a robot in some variation of it. You did have Hiyori Yuki Kitsumi for Starlight Angel. And believe it or not, if you are not familiar with that name, think Akira.
Yes. Okay. That makes a whole lot more
sense. Sorry. Not Katsumi. It's Kira Kubo. And they did A Tale of Two Robots. They're the ones that did Akira. But also, you have Atsuko Fukushima for the opening and the ending. And that is also Akira as well. So both of those directed in this series, and they also both directed Akira.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it was groundbreaking stuff. And it makes, in my mind, it makes it a whole lot easier to go through, because a good chunk of them were really good. Not all of them, I'll give you that. And what I found most interesting was that your first word that you come across, it doesn't happen until much, much later in the show, like 25 minutes in. Granted, you do hear garbles, and the communications the communications happen prior and earlier in the show, but there are no actual words. It's just like sounds and stuff like that. And it's kind of funny that the robot carnival is coming to town, and you're like, okay, this is interesting. And this thing that bulldozes horrific everything, anything and everything that you could possibly think that might get in its way. Oh, you know what? We watched a show a long time ago. Shish kebab. Well, it was the traveling castle. No, it wasn't that. It was an anime about a kid who rode a motorcycle everywhere and fixed a bunch of stuff. And there was a city on wheels, essentially, that moved around. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Kind of, sort of, not really. We watched an anime a long time, no, not a long time ago, but a while ago, where this kid was driving around on his motorcycle to different cities, and he was overpowered like you wouldn't believe. So he was never really in any real danger. But one of the cities he passed by or he visited was this mobile fortress on tracks, and the kids would, as their graduation, draw on the side of the town of the city that was moving. Crudsicle. I don't remember exactly what the name of it was.
It sounds like you're compiling like three or four different animes together.
No, it might be three or four different anime that I'm talking about. The anime I'm specifically referencing is the main character went from city to city and town to town.
Okay. Well, how about we not worry about that and just worry about Robot Carnival?
The reason why I'm bringing that one into it is the mobile city that he visited was a massive city on tracks. And while the city itself was amazing and good, in its wake was left destruction. And that basically happened here. If your house, if your anything was in the way of this robot carnival, which displayed wonderfully intricate and mind-boggling, I guess would be a good way to put it, mind-boggling feats and attractions and fireworks and things like that, and it looks so fantastical until you realize that every firework is a bomb.
Right.
And all the dancers that are spinning around the robots when they take off from where they're at and they meet other, they come down and meet the people, instead of them being all nice, they blow up.
Yeah.
And you're like, this used to, when I first saw for the first 5 minutes, I'm like, they're running away because they might get trampled. I understand that, but everything else is great. The dancers are homing missiles. The fireworks are bombs that explode in the air, and the shrapnel that kicks care of everything.
Yeah, it's just a pure devastation type thing hectic. That's rolling through.
It's hectic. It's wonderful. It's
right. Well, you have some that are entertaining, right? And they're short lived or whatever. And then you have some where it's not so much. You have some where you're just like kind of sitting there watching it going, what am I watching? And unless you know that you're just actually watching a series of 9 different stories, just like compiled all together and thrown at you, unless you're like picking up on that after the first couple of times, you're going to be totally lost thinking like,
oh, big time.
This is an evolution of whatever's happening or whatever it is. And, or pick your flavor as to whatever it is. I mean, like, it makes no sense. Like this shouldn't be watched all at one go. You should just watch one short story and that's it. Watch another short story and then that's it. And some of them are good. Like you have Franken's Gears. It's like, it's a different viewpoint and different spin on Frankenstein and his monster, right? Instead of it being like Frankenstein and his monster, it's Frankenstein and a robot that he makes that he inevitably ends up killing him. And the robot ends up falling apart at the same time too. So, you know,
now the interesting thing to me about this whole thing is the medium in which it's displayed. And what I mean by that is, as I mentioned before, words aren't used often. The first dialogue you see that's either subtitled or understood is in 25 minutes in. The second time is 35 minutes in. The third time is, I think it was 46 or something. So they don't use words most of the time to display what they're trying to get across to. And it's an interesting thing because you could definitely put dialogue anywhere in these shows and they would, it would be perfectly fine. It would fit.
Yeah.
But the challenge that they accepted was essentially tell me a story with no words. Tell me a story with just music.
To be fair, it's not that was the challenge they were given. They were just given a theme and they just happened to do that for it. Right. So for one of the animators, they actually had a fair amount of dialogue in it. Like the entire story had dialogue. It was a story.
Yeah.
And the problem that I had with that is you just had these massive time skips and the story itself didn't really make sense to me personally. I was like, I got it. Okay. I could kind of understand it, but it was like, what is the purpose of the story? Right. The other ones, they were short. They were a lot shorter than that one. And they told their own kind of story, right? You saw this evolution of whatever it is that was happening on there. Right.
Yeah.
Versus this one, you didn't really see that, right? You didn't see that kind of like slow growth, slow evolution for it.
And considering that what we're looking at, what we're talking about, are short to begin with. There's a lot of them. I would say 7 out of the 9. 7 out of the 9 were better stories than most anime we watch.
Yes. So. Like, and I mean, like, sad truth, it is. But however, even then, I mean, like, they weren't that great. Like, and that's not saying a lot. I mean, like, it's saying a lot, but it's not saying a lot at the same time. Like, there's a couple in there where I was watching them, just like, this is like just throw some music on it and just let it go type of deal. Like, or they took an idea that already existed and just morphed it or changed it for themselves. Or, you know, just I get it. It's a carnival and there's all these different things kind of happening at the same time. However, I mean, it's like so the beginning kind of like sets you up with like a Monty Python type style thing going on. Oh, so you're going to have all these different stories happening in it, but you're going to get a fairly consistent theme where it's just them being goofy throughout the whole thing. Right. And it's set up that way, especially for the opening. And then the second one, Franken's Gears happens. You're like, yes. Okay. So this is just going to be like kind of like a goofy thing or whatever it is. And then you go to the next one. It's like, oh, maybe it's just like kind of the evolution of it type of thing, but it's not that at all. And the story completely changes and the mode completely changes. The mood changes. So you're pulled out of that one particular mindset and you're thrown in something else. And then it happens again. Like, okay, all right, you're starting to get in the rhythm of it. You're starting to feel it. And then the exact same thing happened. Gears changed. It's like someone just like popped in the car with you, slapped you, grabbed your leg, threw it on the clutch and immediately started downshifting and just car started jolting and gears were grinding. You're like freaking out going, what the hell's going on? Because that's exactly what's happening. You know? Like the car,
then you miss your exit and you're like, well, I'm on this track now.
Exactly. And so that's what it felt like for me for every single story change. It wasn't consistent. The story themes weren't consistent. It's like, have it be a robot and have it be like, hey, the theme needs to be robots and the genre for it needs to be comedy, right? Or whatever, pick a general theme. So that way it kind of stays cohesive throughout it. Instead, you're just like being jerked left and right, up and down. And then what I really liked though, what I really liked, I didn't like all of the animation styles. I did like that they showcased each individual animation style though, if that makes sense. Okay. I liked that they didn't all use the exact same art style. Each one expressed their own style of art.
Yeah, I was going to say that they went almost the exact opposite of the same. Like there was no two that I found that I was like, holy cow, because there was one on there 100% reminded me of Akira. Another one, 100% reminded me of Paranoia Agent. Another one, it reminded me of like the goofiness you would see in One Piece, stuff like that. Like it was the the variety was so refreshing. That being said, first time I watched it two times as well. First time I watched it, I kind of was distracted and wasn't really paying all that much attention. And then I went, where'd the Gundams come from? The heck? So I kept having to rewind and I think the first 30 minutes I rewound and jumped back 10 seconds, 20 seconds, like more times than I should probably admit to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
And there was a few in there that reminded me of like old folk tales and stuff like that. Folk stories, like, there's a story in there that basically reminded me of the sun and the cloud when they're trying to get this guy to take off his jacket and the wind would blow and blow and blow. And the guy kept the jacket tighter and tighter and tighter. And the sun came out with warmth and the guy took the jacket off. That essentially means, from what I understand it from, it basically means try different ways to reach what you want. It's not a one size fits all for everything. I probably got that one way wrong, but that's what I took out of it. And the art styles I saw every time a new story would come up and I was greeted with a new animation style, I understood, at least on the second viewing, that I should look at this as a brand new story and try to get at something new out of it. And like what my thoughts were on this one, done, sealed, good to go, start a new chapter, like starting a new book. And some of them, if I had to turn them into books, they're damn good books with amazing endings. And others were very interesting and confusing, to say the least. There was one in there. I forget what the name of it was. It was about 8 to 18 minutes. I didn't really check all that much. And it was a really captivating love story. And this girl and her friend are going to this carnival, and they meet a greeter robot. So basically, the greeter ends up being this huge hero, and it the development, the pacing, everything seemed very awesome and good and just really, really well done. And even though there was no words, maybe one, if that, the visuals, the music, everything was what I expect in a top tier, fully funded, fantastically animated story. And it hit every point. And at the very end, you felt triumph. You felt good. Like it brought you from, what's this about, to, damn, I'm happy I watched that. And I think that's what makes me like this.
Okay.
Because you have a wide range of stuff you're definitely not going to like, to stuff that you're just like, if they made this a full length film, it wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm happy you showed that to me, or you chose that, random or not. If you go, you know what it's like? It's like wine tasting. You get a flight of wine or something along those lines. My wife does that all the time when we go places. And you get a tasting of everything that's available to you in that particular area. And you can find what you like. You can find what you don't like. It opens up your horizons to different flavors, let's say, of anime.
Yep.
And I think what they did here was they did exactly that. There was funny. There was sad. There was dramatic. There was abstract. There was action.
Okay.
For lack of a better way to put it, Gundam stuff. And yeah, I can appreciate everything they did because it's not stuff I would typically look for, but given the fact that each animator had what I assume to be free range, with this slight caveat that you have to include robots and a carnival of some kind.
Well, it's not that they had to include carnivals. They just called it that, but
I would say a celebration. Not necessarily a carnival, but a celebration, like Frankincense or Franken, whatever it was.
Frankengears.
It was a celebration of life. Frankengear. Celebration of life and creation.
Yeah.
The one with Gundams. celebration of frivolity and going over the top in every regard. If you watch the dub, it is hilarious. Yeah. I did not watch the sub. But yeah, like it's just, did any of them stick out to you to a big degree where you're like, this is awesome?
No, not really. Like it was what it was for me. I mean, like it didn't really stick out. Yeah. It didn't really resonate. I mean, like I like the different animation styles for it, but that's about it. I mean,
That surprises me because usually you're all about it.
No, I was fine with the different animation styles. I just didn't like that. It's like, it's nothing that I haven't seen before, you know? It's like none of them were like, oh, this was mind-boggling or mind-blowing. It's like I've seen the animation styles before. Like, I liked that they had characters or animators or things like that from like Akira in there. You could definitely see the where they, you know, where Akira gets its inspiration from those animators, right? However, that's about it. I mean, like, that was what it was for me, you know?
Okay, I mean, that's fair. Everyone takes away something they want, you know? It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah.
As often as I am right, I'm just as wrong.
Same here. So there you go.
So.
I mean, honestly, I don't have too much more I can say on this. I know this is going to be another really, really short one, but this is not a substance anime. This is more like a visualization type of anime.
Yeah.
In all honesty, that's what this one is. It's a visualization and nothing more.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Yeah. I think total there might have been in the hour and a half, I think 200 words would be pushing it.
Yeah.
So and those 200 words were grouped in like three shows out of the nine.
Yeah, exactly.
So like if you have the time to pay attention, I think it'd be decent. I think it'd be a good idea to watch. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the time to pay attention and dedicate and stuff like that, look up which ones are highest rated and then just watch those.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And just go to the timestamps for it too, you know, like don't watch the whole thing. Just go to the timestamps and just get rid of them. You know, don't worry about the other ones or go to the one that interests you. Right. Look at the mini synopsis for it or whatever it is and just go, that looks interesting. You know,
that's the one I want. Yeah.
Yep. So
anywho, I think this is a decent spot for a rating. What about you?
I agree, sir. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
Personally, for me, this is something I recommend for everybody. This is something that I would absolutely watch again. I'd recommend it to all my friends, all my family. I'm giving this a 10. I don't think you could have done a better job showcasing the variety that is out there. I don't think you could have done a better job with the music, the visuals. Like, they all brought something I feel it necessary. So I don't think I wouldn't take any of it out. Because even the ones that we think were not good, just showcase the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
So what about you, sir?
I give it a 5. Yeah. Just middle of the road for me, man. It was not that great. It was like very for me. The story for me was very to say the least. And the artwork was good for some of it. Some of it wasn't so great. And I mean, like, honestly, there were some things in there where you just kind of watched it and you're like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? Like, what is this? Yeah. Like, how did they get away with this? And then you look at the time frame it came out. And it's like, oh, I see why they got away with it. That's totally understandable. Isn't it great though? Yeah, sure. But yeah, that's all. That's all I got, man. Other than that, I don't have much more positive to say. Nothing else I can really say that's positive about it. Other than that, man. So yeah, 5 for me, just straight middle of the road.
So I'm guessing the reason that there's such a discrepancy between your score and my score is I've never seen anything like this before. And most of the art styles I saw and most of the stories that I saw there, brand new to me. So I'm seeing it with fresh eyes and a fresh, you're not deluded, not delusional.
You're seeing, diluted. You're seeing it with fresh eyes. I'm seeing it with old busted goggles.
Busted goggles. Yeah, okay, that's a good way to put it then. Like, it's brand new to me. I've never seen something like this before, and most of the art styles, again, revolutionary to me, yeah, but very commonplace for you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so next week's choice, Stranger by the Shore. It's a random choice. It's a movie? We'll see how it is. Well, if you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, feel free to let us know. All our contact information for you is available in the show notes. You can also go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com, and go ahead and go there, find all that wonderful information there for you. If you also want to help support us, help us grow and do other things like that, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. And trust me, that dollar a month will get you access to some bonus content and more, and it helps us as well. If you want to buy yourself some swanky swag or anything like that, go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And if you want to buy yourself some nice, delicious treats and get yourself ready for a Sakura season with Sakura Snacktastic from Tokyo Treat, you can use our affiliate link in the show notes, as well as use coupon code FEATUREDANIME and get yourself $5 off. That's right. If you use our affiliate link along with coupon code featured anime, you will save yourself $5 off that very first box. And trust me, the treats are worth it. And if you want to join us and hang out with us, we have our Discord. Feel free to join us and hang out with us there. Talk to us. We'd be happy to hang out with you there. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.